I'm Chico. I love Pokemon, anime, and strutting down the runway of life.
I'm Hazel. I love tennis. I hate small talk. And I have a thing for sexy manogs.
I'm Marky. Filter? What's that?
Welcome to
The Morning Rush!
Monster RX93.1.
Monster RX93.1, and good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, friends.
It's a weekend.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's a Friday already. That went by so quick.
I know, right? And so many things to look forward to this weekend as well. We've got Wanderland happening this weekend. And again, we're going to give you a chance to be a qualifier for the raffle we're going to do tonight. We're going to give away two-day passes.
Yes.
To one lucky winner.
Right. So exciting.
I know, right?
Have you guys ever been to a music festival?
Yeah, to Wanderland.
Wonderland.
And other...
Like international film.
No, never.
Music festivals.
Just here.
I've never been.
Really?
Ever in my life.
Anywhere?
I mean, like, I've watched musical performances, but not one of those, you know, huge festivals where it's out in the
Oh, it's so much fun.
Open air and stuff. I've never been to one.
I'm just so happy that we do it here in the Philippines already. Like, we do it every single year. And I remember the first Wanderland in Manila. I was actually there. I didn't know a lot of the acts at the time, but you know,
but
that
sometimes
was fun.
It's the experience.
Yeah, it's like knowing new acts and like, oh, I like the songs.
I know a lot of people who actually go even when they don't know. Maybe they would know one or two, and then the rest they don't.
Right.
But they enjoy the whole vibe.
Mm.
You know, they'd put like a little mat on the ground, sit down, and just
chill. Yeah.
And just enjoy.
Like the closest I was to one of those is the Montreux Jazz Festival, but it's all indoors. So
you know what? I've always wanted to fly to Singapore for their jazz festival.
Yeah.
I haven't. I want to do like an international theme.
You know,
too.
in one of the recent resorts we've been to, the one in Bolinao, Birdland. It's called Birdland because of the jazz club in New York. The famous jazz club. And the owners are big jazz fans. And this is the resort we went to where you live in Ifugao huts. And
oh, nice.
It's open.
Ooh.
It's not enclosed. So like your walls, you just have a roof over your head. And then you have like, what do you call that? Bamboo floor. And then you just, it's open. And it's like three floors up. Like you'll have the bathroom at the bottom. Parang sala in the middle, and then you go up another floor, and it's the bedroom. And then during, I think they here March, April, they bring over jazz acts.
I heard about that. Yeah.
I mean, okay, the reason we didn't, you know, it was a bit uncomfortable during our stay there was because there was a storm when we were there. But I can imagine going there when it's not rainy.
Yeah.
And then with a jazz festival going on. You know, it's a very small place. It's not like a huge... But you would have people coming from other parts of Pangasinan just to attend the shows. They would have different jazz... Local and
foreign.
And they were saying it was like wonderful. And you know, when
like
we were
fun.
Talking to the owners, I was like, please tell us when this is happening. I mean, I'd love to experience it.
Sounds you'd go
fun.
Back.
I've heard some good things about it.
And it's just in Bolinao, so
yeah,
not bad. All right, so today we are going to do the top 10 what I need to hear from you. Tell us who, and then what do you need to hear from them? For example, what I need to hear from you, parents. Good job. We're proud of you.
Because some parents have a hard time expressing that.
Tsaka sometimes, you know, like, you feel like, it's not true, obviously, but it's like, you can't do anything right.
Yeah.
In their eyes. Like, no matter what you achieve, no matter, laging kulang.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I got 90 in the exam, but hindi 100. Or,
yeah.
Hey, I got elected vice president, but hindi president.
It's a sense,
you know what I mean?
It's a sense, like, of validation. And it's not just from your parents, yeah. but like even from a mentor or from a boss.
Yeah.
Or from, for me, for example, my director, right? Mm-hmm. Recently, like for the past 2 weeks, I've been failing miserably in my head, you know? Yeah. I go home, I'm so stressed out. But then yesterday, I got a text from him saying, hey, you did a really good job on your scene today. And that one form yeah. of validation mm-hmm. of like positive reinforcement, like got me through the night.
But can you imagine a lifetime
without
of not getting,
of yeah. not you getting
know, like,
it?
Because diba, some parents, they're like, if I give you too much positive reinforcement, you won't push yourself.
Exactly.
But sometimes they go too far, and you're like, I never get anything. Not
you're
even,
too hard on me.
Oh, na parang no, not even a morsel of positive. It's always like, do more, achieve more. So, you know, this is something that you need to hear.
How are you with your parents?
Kasi naman, with my parents, we're as a family, we're not ma, good job, we're so proud yeah. of you. We're not openly emotional like that. But they also don't push me naman na, that's not good enough. You know,
right.
they never say anything like that. Yeah. So, you kind of get the nonverbal affirmation naman. So, I didn't grow up na, you're not good enough. Kasi I felt it, I didn't hear it, but I felt it naman.
It's a yeah, it's the non-verbal things. You just have to non-verbal. Like really see how they look. If they're smiling.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're told by your friends or your other family members, oh, your mom is so, or your dad is so proud of you. You can see it from how they look at you or how they smile.
No, sometimes they say it.
Or sometimes you hear
it. To other people.
Yeah, to other people.
But they don't
never
say
to
it
you.
Yeah.
yeah.
And that was how it was for me.
It
like,
is so true.
Because we're not also very like, diba? Oh,
parang
anak,
awkward.
I'm so proud of you. Like all dramatic
yeah, yeah,
and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know because
tapos,
you hear
thank
it.
Thank you, mama.
It's so annoying.
It's so... You don't do it that way, right?
Yeah.
What I need to hear from you, the boss. Wear longer skirts. I'm promoting you. You need to look more formal.
No! Nox.
So, it's the opposite, di ba? Hindi pala niya gusto na nag-short skirts.
Becky pala si boss, no?
Ay, patay. Oh, edi ano, kung if that's the case, wear a shirt. I'm promoting you. What I need to hear from you, from Crush. I need someone to take photos of me shirtless. Pwede ka?
Oh! So, nakikita mo talagang drooling.
Diba, no?
Yung
parang sa anime, yung OA. Yung
yeah.
Para may waterfall ng laway.
Or yung ano, have you heard of that? The painting, the nude painting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a huge deal. Even now in mga restaurants, they have... There's
nude painting in a
restaurant?
There's
this Van Gogh is bipolar. Have you heard of that?
No.
No.
It's a restaurant in parang Maginhawa or something.
Oh.
And they have certain nights. It just depends on the boss who's, I heard, you know, just artsy.
Yeah.
And so every day he has something new. So sometimes he has nude painting and you go there and you do nude
wow.
painting.
Wow. Like there's just a naked model.
Yeah.
Tara, kain tayo dun. Kailan tayo kakain?
Nandun lang naman tayo
kailan
palagi.
Kailan dinner natin?
Ano, tara, dinner? TMR dinner?
Yes, we're thirsty.
What I need to hear from you, from the teacher, don't worry, wala akong ilalagay sa exam na hindi ko tinuro. Like, hallelujah!
Never happens.
They love doing that,
never
eh, diba?
Never happens.
Just, parang alam mo yung parang chapter 1 to 5, tapos maglalagay sila ng something in chapter 6 as a bonus to those
yeah.
who read further. Pero for me, it's like, that's not fair.
It's not fair.
What I need to hear from you, from foreign acts, you're the best crowd ever! Di ba, we love it. We love
even
hearing
it. Even though they
it.
Say it to every single no, stadium.
Hello, Maroon 5, di ba? When I watched, not this time around, uh-huh. a couple of visits nila ago, they said, you guys are really like the best we've ever had. And I really believed it. And I was like, aww.
We
tapos,
are.
Somebody posted a video of them in Bangkok. You guys are really like the best crowd. That's a photo of them in Singapore. You guys are really like
we script.
Ay, Adam.
Like, does you have this Adam, I bet you say that to all the girls.
And he does.
You have that kind of ano. Alam mo yun, yung parang, you're such a smooth talker. And you made me believe that we're the best crowd ever.
But they've been here like so many times,
I
so
know,
you kind
right?
of almost believe it.
Yeah.
And one last example, what I need to hear from you. From your kid. Ma, guess what? Valedictorian ako, voted president ng student council, and never getting married. Di ba? Di ba yung mga parents, like, kung pwede lang nilang i-freeze yung kids nila in time.
Yeah.
And you'll always be
my baby.
So, the top 10, what I need to hear from you. And of course, you have to tell us who. You have to tell us, like, what you need to hear from this specific person. If you've got entries, go ahead, tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag What I Need to Hear from You in all your tweets.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
But first, some hashtag RX greets. Hi again to all the monsters tuned in. Good morning to Alana, Mateo, Kay, Israel, Bautista, Fabrian, Ronaldo, Quino, and Jers Naval, who greets Titus Claire, Dennis, Kai Rai, Rack Parallel, CN Mommy, 7070, Lady Fox, and the rest of Flu Rushers. What's up, guys? Hi also to Nelson Mutt, Swanee Boy, Jenna May, Verly Joy, Alexandra Grace, Ginger Rose, and Philip John. Hi to Butter Baby, Mimai Aster, Yummy Tokyo, Miss PR21. Happy Women's Day to all of you. It's Women's Day today.
Oh, right. Happy Women's
Apparently.
Day.
Happy and Women's
all
Day.
All the women of the world. So hope everyone is empowered by that new Captain Marvel movie.
Oh, we are.
Wow. Makawi, yeah. Okay.
I could see it in Chico's eyes. His eyes were like gleaming.
He meant it.
Also, hi to a boy named Aboy, Arabin, wife Irish, Tisoy, and also greeting Miss Christine Liu, Isay Polto, Sir John Tubungwa, Banwa, how are you, Jazel Navisa, and Liana Reyes of STI. Also, finally, hello to Sunny in Scotland and all the listeners, as well as the CPGs. And hi to all of the OFWs tuned in. What's up, guys?
Because yesterday we were talking about it, and it was just so much shade, yung, you know, about Liam Payne and...
Oh my gosh, and Piers Morgan.
Piers Morgan, it's so full of shade.
What happened?
Seriously.
So much shade. It's crazy.
Because remember, news came out a couple of days ago about Kylie becoming the youngest ever self-made billionaire.
Oh yes.
Everyone was like tweeting about it. And then Piers, being the troll that he usually is... he had bad things to say about Kylie. He wrote an entire article discrediting what she had achieved.
Like,
and
you're not self-made. Yeah. Because
your sister made a sex tape.
A sex tape. And that's why you're a billionaire now.
Yeah, that's basically the gist
of it. That's basically what he's saying.
So Liam came to Kylie's defense, retweeted him, and then replied saying, you know, instead of doing that, why don't you just, you know, be supportive or whatever. Stop doing that to people. Essentially, he defended her. And then he was like, mate, blah, blah, blah. So they got into this whole argument about it. And then Liam said something about being irrelevant.
Yeah, parang sabi niya parang.
Can you say that louder?
Yeah.
For the irrelevant people at the back to hear or something like
that.
Oh
my God, sabi ni Liam.
And then but the shade, Pierce goes, I wouldn't talk about relevance right now, mate.
Yes.
Oh no.
And then like so, his fans started, you know, defending him. So they were all like, you're only talking to the greatest vocalist of our generation, blah, blah, blah.
And then he goes, not the greatest vocalist.
Yeah.
Or the number one.
Yes.
Number one vocalist of his generation. And then he goes, he's not even in the top three best vocalists of One Direction.
Yeah.
Oh, the shade.
The shade.
Grabe, Pierce.
Hi, Pierce, excuse me naman. I think he's definitely in the top four.
Hala, patay ka sa mga fans.
I love Liam. I'm super team Liam. He's my favorite.
Super fan.
But what I'm saying is, because they're all so good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Actually, I would put him in the top three.
No,
my least two favorites kasi are Niall and Louis Tomlinson.
Yeah.
But because of Niall's, you know, solo songs.
Yeah. I like Niall. I don't know.
I
There's
kind of
something
changed my mind
about
it.
His, you know,
I like Liam then. Pero syempre, like, I'm loyal to Bey.
to Zane. To Zane.
To Zane. I
no,
meant Zane.
Because we're all really good. That's the thing. So, you know, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm super,
no, but
I'm super
so,
Team Liam.
That's so much shade. So oh my gosh.
But then
so
he fights with shade. Everyone. He fights but, with even athletes.
But wasn't yeah. Pierce...
Everyone.
Was Pierce the judge of
no,
One
no,
Direction?
No, no, no.
And
he wasn't.
He
no,
wasn't.
He was never. He
okay,
was never.
Kala ko he was.
Pero kasi
he's
sobra
part of,
siyang...
I know, UK's Got Talent,
yeah.
Diba?
It's his thing kasi, diba now? Parang I guess he realized if he says all of these inflammatory things, he makes it to the news. Otherwise,
nobody talks about him. Nobody even knew him before he became a professional troll.
And ever since he became a troll, and totoo naman, he's really a troll. And ever since that happened, diba remember? At saka, I think it's very calculated. Remember when Madonna fell from the stage?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, parang, it was the best part of the performance. Yung mga, ugh. Yung parang nananadya na.
Yeah, just, you know, just to get a reaction.
Just to get a reaction. And I really, but...
KSP, no?
I mean, I can't stand the guy, but I must say, it's working.
There's
I mean,
a
for
reason.
His career, diba?
There was a reason Omarosa like poured her drink on his head
yeah.
in Celebrity Apprentice many, many years ago.
And to think she's not exactly a wonderful
a
person
either.
As well.
Diba? Diba? Actually nakatuwa yung rivalry nila. Kasi parang horrible person versus horrible person. So
well, that always makes for good TV.
It makes right? sense kaya nawala yung show niya but, si Piers Morgan.
Yeah.
Remember but, he had
yeah,
a talk
he's horrible.
Show?
He
yeah.
is horrible. Mm-hmm.
But you know, in defense of Kylie, even if, you know, she was riding on the coattails, quote unquote, she still made a name for herself.
Exactly. I mean, Kendall isn't a billionaire. She's also Kim's sister.
Right?
Even Kim isn't a billionaire. So you know what I mean?
She went out there and she said, okay, these are the cards I've been dealt.
Yes, we love Kylie. So, no, I mean, I'm just saying.
You know, even if she had all of the privilege, she could have just stayed with the privilege and, like, lived off that. But
I
no,
agree.
She made a name for herself.
And there's no need to discredit her because it's not like she's the one making the announcement, I'm the first self-made billionaire. She didn't say that. It
exactly.
was Forbes that proclaimed Kylie to be the youngest self-made billionaire.
And
diba?
Even if, I was telling Hazel this yesterday when we were talking about it. Even if, let's say... your claim to like nobody would have known them if not for Kim's sex tape. True. But I can give you so many names where their family members had a sex tape and they're not billionaires.
Nikki Hilton.
It's not automatic.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, that kind of like put them in the limelight. But like you said, even her sisters are not billionaires.
Mm.
So how could you say that? She's not self-made. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, let's just say she had a head start compared
yeah,
to like majority
go.
Of the people in the world. But look what she did with it, diba? Not everyone can do it. Hello
exactly.
to my cousin, Ate Man Kalimlim, and to my niece, Bea, getting ready for school. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. What I need to hear from you. You know, this is a hugot for a lot of people, especially... certain people in your life, you need to hear certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start off with Tito Nelebro, Humble Denver. What I need to hear from you. From anak, lagi ko nang susundin ang payo ng aking mga magulang. Yeah, right.
It's
not happening.
Ever.
John to Awesome says, from your boss, you've done enough. You need some rest. Go home early. Renz Rufil says, from the cashier, thigh part po, meron kami niya.
both po ba? Diba? Dalawang
pero
thigh
remember,
part?
The one I was telling you, diba it's a general rule in any fast food, if it's two-piece chicken, they'll give you one big, one small.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Big is thigh and breast, small is wing and leg. I went to one... certain fast food, I ordered for two-piece chicken. They gave me two thighs.
Wow.
I was like, these are two big parts
yeah.
and two thighs. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was a glitch, but I was like, hallelujah, what just happened here?
Someone got lucky.
And I didn't ask for a thigh.
Oh,
I just
wow.
said, two-piece, whatever you have.
Maybe they recognized you.
I don't think so. Wala namang, no, nothing.
Maybe they were just having a good day.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Two thighs. Wow. I couldn't believe my luck. I was like, that's crazy. Janto Awesome says, what I need to hear from you, from a cashier. Sir, 1,000 peso bill. May panukli kami dyan.
Instead of the usual, do you have a smaller bill?
Do you have a smaller bill?
Oh, shoot. I really don't like that. I really hate it when I only have 1,000. Because when you withdraw, it's only 1,000.
1,000. Mm-hmm.
So like when you get to that the place and you give the 1,000, you have to wait like a good 10 minutes for them to change it somewhere else. Then come back. Oh my God.
Ako kasi,
it's the worst.
Like I don't hate it because I understand where they're coming from. Sometimes kasi, some instances, yes. You're like, really? Alam nyo namang, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it really is annoying. But I understand, you know, like, because I remember somebody tweeted this. We talked about this before and somebody tweeted how it works. Mm. That's why it's really difficult. But, yeah.
Ako tuloy, what I do is, I feel bad if, you know, I'm just gonna buy something worth, like, let's say, below 100 pesos. I have 1,000. So what I do is, I end up getting stuff I don't need just to pad the amount a little bit more. Para naman, may, alam mo yun, lumampas mo lang ng 100 yung banayad ko sa kanya.
But I super appreciate it when I pay for something, I give them 1,000, and then nothing. Yung
they don't
get
see anything.
Yeah. I'm really like, wow, thank you. Kasi alam ko standard na siya eh. Even if they do have most, even if they are instructed na kahit may sukli kayo,
Just ask them.
Kasi kung meron naman, parang para rin tipid for them yung they'd have to go to the bank and come up with so much change, di ba?
Yeah, but like I always make sure to have smaller bills. When I go to places that, you know, that I'm sure they're not going to take my 1,000.
And ano rin eh, it's difficult rin. Kasi like for example ako, I really am very conscious of that. If I can pay small bills, I do naman.
Yeah.
But of course, they don't know that. Pero syempre ako, I feel like, ang daya-daya nyo. Ako, I'm always giving small bills. Just when I give the large bill,
You can't give me change. Yeah.
Colina MIC says, what I need to hear from you, from my idol crush, just to hear from him, my name.
Oh.
Alam mo yung maririnig mo yung crush mo, tawagin ka by your first name, na kilala ka niya.
Mm-mm.
It's like,
yeah, I
love you too.
You know, right? Diba? Just yung the sound of your name never sounded so sweet. It was like the chiming of the bells when you hear them say your name. Pepper JP says, what I need to hear from you, from my crush. Oy, tara. Nood tayo ng Captain Marvel later. Tapos, who knows? Inuman.
Mm.
When your crush asks you out for inuman, parang like,
may balak.
Hallelujah. Di ba? Parang it's like,
I got a message yesterday. Hey, how are you?
Oh,
I'm good. Where are you? I'm
around.
At home. I'm at home. And then I find out from a friend in the condo, nandito pala yung ano mo, may kasamang someone else.
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, okay. That's why they asked.
Ba't yung tinatanong din kung may kasama?
Kasi baka makakita ko sila.
Oh!
But it's nothing. It's not a relationship. It's just like, oh, okay.
Right.
Okay. Nelson Much, speaking of, Nelson Much says, what I need to hear from you, from my ex, let's not forget each other and still be part of each other's lives.
Aww, I don't know, not everyone kasi
ako
can relate
to that.
Ako certain
exes lang, not all. Yung others, I'm okay
if you don't hear from them ever
that,
again.
Not that I have issues or that I don't like them, pero like, I'm good. You know, there's no need for me to say, I hope we're still in each other's lives.
Because there are people that you just can't imagine a life without them. You know what I mean? Like, people who made such a mark in your life that you just can't let them go, no matter the relationship. Like, even if you're just
friends. Okay lang.
Yeah. At least it's better than nothing.
But yeah, so I was invited to, an event. By my ex.
Okay.
So I said, okay, sige, I'll go. Pero dapat pupunta ka din sa play ko.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Ayan tayo.
Humble Denver says, what I need to hear from you, from the conductor. Tatayo na ang nagmamadali. Wala nang upuan. Yung mga barker, they would never admit. Di ba lagi silang, may, ano, ayun, parang may space pa, or something. Di ba yung kahit waluhan.
Gagawin nilang.
Sampu na yung nakaupo sa waluhan, sasabihin pa nila na, meron maluwag pa, maluwag pa. And the top, what I need to hear from you, comes from Tito ni Lebron.
Tito ni Lebron says,
from anyone, what I need to hear from you, I respect you, even though I don't like you.
Wow.
Diba?
It's hard. That's hard.
That's very difficult. Pero alam mo yun, yung parang like, you don't have to like me, but please don't ever disrespect me. Kasi parang, you know, we can not like each other. Pero if you respect what I do, how I do my job or whatever.
Yeah.
Or for example, kunyari, you don't like the new boyfriend or girlfriend of your best friend.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't like them. But respect that they're
the current.
The boyfriend, girlfriend now of your friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to like each other.
Like, stay out of each other's hair, at least.
Yeah.
But respect me and my position in your friend's life.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say at the office. There's somebody you don't like, but magaling sila magtrabaho.
Mm.
Diba? Like, don't say, talk trash about me na I'm not good at what I do.
Yeah.
You don't like me, you can tell other people you don't like me, but you have to give me what's due me.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, magaling siya, in fairness. Yeah. Mga ganun.
Well, okay, here's the thing. I think that talking trash to other people about someone you don't like is, I mean, it's your prerogative.
It's a given.
It's your thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if you don't like the person, yeah, whatever, talk trash or whatever. But to your face, I mean, you can make it up, but don't discredit the fact that this person is doing a really good job at what they do.
So, make sure you keep it separate.
And at least be civil.
Yeah. At saka yun nga eh. Like, if you're going to talk trash about somebody, make sure it's clarified. Na parang, hindi ko siya gusto. Hindi ko gusto yung attitude niya.
Doesn't have anything to do with...
Pero in fairness, magaling siya.
Uh-oh.
Yung mga ganon, di ba? So, for me, I appreciate yung mga ganon. It's not all out. Tas yung you start saying stuff that's not true anymore just because you don't like them.
Yeah.
Diba? Inaccurate na siya.
But, you know, if they really aren't doing a good job, then sorry na lang.
Oh, iba na yun. Pero, kasi, diba, it's the respect even though you don't like them part.
But that's it's really funny like, because it can actually work the opposite way as well. There are people that you like that you don't necessarily respect how they work.
Yeah.
Oh, yun. Pwede rin
diba?
Yun.
Diba? Pwede kasing opposite yun eh. Pwede, yeah. Oh, nothing against them on personally, a personal note, but, you know, I just don't feel like
ako, ganun,
we're a good fit professionally.
I would always say it.
Mm.
I would always say it. Like, actually, we don't get along, pero magaling siya. And then the other way around, na parang super gustong gusto ko siya as a person.
Mm-mm.
Pero, sorry, palpak talaga.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, exactly.
Pero yun nga, I guess it's the objectivity eh. So that you know na hindi ka lang naninira.
Mm-mm.
Because it's so that people can trust that it's an objective judgment.
Yes.
Like Chico, Marky, yes, we're friends, Pokemon Go, off air. Why did you say that on air?
You can't say
You're
that.
Not allowed though. Suspended ka next week.
Hello. Buti ka nga, at least ako, pag mini-mentor kita on radio, I'm still nice. Si Marky, pag nag-mentor sa
Pokemon,
naninigaw.
It's not the same.
Oo, it's not fair. Ako, itinitake consideration ko pa yung feelings niya. Siya kumana, bakit may Metagross? Bakit may Metagross?
Ano gagamitin mo dyan? Wala kang bola.
Tapos, alam mo yung, I hold up a finger to his face like, parang, wag mong aapihin ang Metagross ko.
Don't you dare.
Don't you dare.
Don't me.
100 IV to.
Pero in fairness kay Chico ha, to all of the Pokemon Go players out there, he almost beat me in one PvP match.
Wow.
Ninerbyo siya. Ninerbyo.
I got really scared.
Oh.
I got so scared.
So there you go, the top 10. What I need to hear from you. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag What I Need to Hear from You in all your tweets.
TMR. The Morning Rush Top 10.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. We are doing What I Need to Hear from You. All right, so let's start off with, let me see here. Yummy Tokyo, What I Need to Hear from You, from Crush. Please help me find my missing lingerie. Hit me up when you're at our lobby na.
Wow!
Wow!
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And coming from Mike Ferrer, What I Need to Hear from You, from my bebas, yung chicks niya.
Mm.
Gag reflex? What's that?
Di lang naman pang bebas yan. Pwede rin yan for...
No comment.
No comment. Good. You're improving.
See?
Good.
Oh, thank you.
Wait, I'll read this.
You.
I'll read this. There's this entry from... Where's that? Wait. Okay, from Humble Denver.
Mm.
What I Need to Hear from You, from Marky Strong. Dearest Kapisana ng Broadcasters ng Pilipinas, I will behave na.
Wow!
See? I will
no comment.
Behave na. Okay.
Those are the two most beautiful words in Chico's ears.
Yes. And coming from, let's see. Chenong says, What I Need to Hear from You, from Marvel Studios.
Mm.
Breaking news. We are going to have an Avengers movie with current and future casts coming from the X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Wow.
And FYI, Hugh Jackman will be back.
My heart
Wolverine.
Will stop. It will like literally stop.
Sa'yo stop, sa'kin explode. Like, explode. Oh my gosh, that would be a dream. Coming from Chip Siliesa, What I Need to Hear from You, from my teacher. Class, your assignment for the week is to finish your favorite video game and share your achievements and screenshots in class.
That's the best.
That would be the day.
Not gonna happen.
Well, I mean, hello. It depends if you're doing... You know, if you're in a video game, whatever, or a programmer.
Yeah.
Right? And you have to test the games out.
Yeah.
So,
maybe
come
it's
to
for
class.
Research,
yeah,
diba?
Research.
Who knows?
I have a Riot song for you. Dream on, dream away.
Luma, luma.
I know, right? Colleen MYC and Yummy Tokyo says, What I Need to Hear from You. From your tita. Wow!
Mm.
Pumapayat ka, ha? At saka, huwag ka muna magbo-boyfriend, ha?
Wow. That's a new breed
One,
of ano, tita.
One,
no.
Two, punch.
A tita saying that? That's like calling my tita.
Ako si Irvine says, What I Need to Hear from You, from your boss. Alam mo, we're going to be brainstorming in a couple of weeks. So I will need your creative juices for a project. Sige, go on a vacation first. Sagot ng office.
Wow!
Kasi diba, like, you know how like a lot of movies, yung mga pag-writer ka, tas writer's block,
mm-hmm.
they travel
yeah,
to unlock
need it.
Those creative mm-hmm. juices. So can you imagine if your boss agrees na traveling is how to release your creativity?
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Sagot nila.
But for some reason, they always end up in places where they get killed by some serial killer.
Hindi naman.
No, I mean like, the writers in the movies.
No, for
diba?
Like ano? I'm wag horror. Like kunyari what's that? Under
what?
The Tuscan Sun.
Oh, ah, parang okay. Mga Diane Lane.
Diba? She went to Tuscany.
Yeah.
To write. I'm like, if only we all had that kind of option. Oh, I'm feeling writer's block.
Let me just
6 months in Tuscany. Like,
I know.
Wow.
To have the budget for it?
Right?
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Let's see here. Renz Rufil says, what I need to hear from you, from a sales lady. Sir, just call me ha, pag may napili na kayong damit.
Hindi ka nila guguluhin.
Oo, hindi yung everything in. Yes, sir. Do you need that in your size?
Small, medium?
Leave me alone first. And well, then I'll call you.
I can think of a store that does that. Like, they will assist. They will come over and then they'd be like, I'm Chico. If you need anything, just call me.
I love that.
They do that.
I love that. I don't like the following you wherever you go.
Yeah.
Tapos, alam mo yung,
I don't think anybody likes that.
Alam
the hovering part.
Papahawa ka pa lang sa shirt. Tinatanong sir? Ka na. Sir? Gusto niyo yan, sir? You want to try that? Yung parang like, wait, yeah. I'm just...
Don't be too pushy.
I'm just looking at the color first.
But, you know, abroad, because here I think it's also because people are more, service-oriented and they really just want to help. I mean, in their mind and in their heart, they just want
to
help.
They're trying to help,
but
yeah.
over in a lot of other countries that I go to, they're like what Hazel was saying. Yeah, if you have any questions, just come up and ask me. Usually that's how they are.
And Tito na Lebron says, what I need to hear from you. From any member of the Ayala or C or Araneta families, what I need to hear from you, my long lost son. Oh, what a dream. My long lost son.
That's such a dream.
Diba?
Right?
Tapos ano pala ako, no? Chico Ayala, Chico C, Chico Araneta. I like the ring of that.
It was really funny. There was one time I was in this event and one owner of some company said, oh, you know, I hired this person kasi kala ko Ayala. Kasi sabi nila, something Ayala. Yun pala, Hayala.
With an H?
With an H. Oh. So, but I mean, he did really well. He came and now he's a really big designer or something, right? But in the beginning, the reason why he was hired initially was because kala niya Ayala.
Ayala. Hindi pala pwede sa akin yung Chico Sai. Parang Chico Sai.
Chico Sai. Parang banda.
Parang banda. Chico Sai. And the top, what I need to hear from you comes from Icon Jen.
Icon Jen says,
what I need to hear from you, from my mama, mga anak, yung lalagyan ng selecta sa freezer, ice cream ang laman nun.
Hindi isda.
Hindi isda, hindi dinuguan, hindi bloodied meat, hindi tilapia, ice cream. So the top 10, what I need to hear from you, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag what I need to hear from you in all your tweets.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the top 10 for today.
But first, a few hashtag RX greets. Saying hi to Young Indy, Christus Maximo also tuned in, as well as Matthew Magadia. Hey, happy Friday. Hi to all the teammates and a new person, Fe Peña. Ooh, new person, Matthew Magadia. Also, hi to Francis S.D. Tamayo. Please say happy birthday to cousin Hill Angelo, a.k.a. Gino Boy. Happy birthday! Also, hi to happy 82nd birthday to Ellie's Inai.
Hello, we love you. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
It was her Lola's birthday, but wasn't able to hear it, so
happy
she
birthday.
Wants to greet her again. Happy birthday to you. Also, hi to Lilo Boy and Jay Ryan. Lilo Boy says, "Kain tayo breakfast along with bagoong and scrambled egg." Ooh,
wow.
Parang masarap yun. You know, I miss Filipino breakfast.
Para I don't. I've never heard of that combination.
Isn't it usually together already? Tortang talong?
Yeah, tortang talong.
It's no, like, with scrambled eggs?
Well, I mean...
It's weird.
I guess grilled talong and like scrambled
kasi
eggs on the
side. I love tortang talong.
Yeah.
And I love scrambled eggs. Pero I can't imagine them together.
Together.
Because usually scrambled egg, you have the breakfast. Like tocino, bacon... Longanisa.
I don't eat talong. I force myself.
Talaga?
Yeah.
I mean, I like it, but like, it's a lunch kind of food.
Like, I gag sometimes.
Really?
When I eat talong. I do.
I'm so disappointed. Amateur.
What an I work with amateurs.
Well, hindi kasi ano eh.
Excuse me, I don't have tonsils.
Diba? So, no, pero like, yeah.
Hindi, I force feed lang myself. Because I know that I need it. But, you know.
Also, let's greet Kay. And the dorky dork, the geek chick. What's up? Definitely watching Angels of America. Oh, thanks. Hope to see you there. Hi also to Melai Supergirl. Hi to Mars, CJ, and the rest of the Rushers, as well as Jantu Awesome. Greetings to the family in Taal, Batangas.
Oh,
in
hello.
Taal at the moment. Hi to Mika Chu, as well as Bing Hans SG, listening to you from Singapore. Listen to a podcast, and Hazel mentioned the Laksa store here. Yes, it's
which
the best
one?
It's a 328
Katong
Laksa.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah, so actually I'm going to Singapore, guys.
Ooh.
I'm gonna see all of the Singapore Rushers, I guess.
I'm going
to Singapore for the Sentosa event for Pokemon Go. And finally, hi to Young Indy from the secret celebrity crush ni Chico. Are you century old now?
What?
Are you century old to my tuna?
I don't get it.
Sino yung celebrity crush?
Ah, okay. Maybe it's an endorsement.
Oh.
Baka. Yeah. Bagong endorsement, no?
Maybe.
Last few greets. Saying hi to Marie Chris Gutierrez and Dai Young. Her Blackpink heart is happy. Thank you for that.
Yes, because you played Jenny.
Yes.
Nice.
And as well as Panda Bear, happy Friday morning to all the Rushers. Greeting friend Irish Joy G. Take care on your way to the meetings, your meetings today. TGIF from Cookie Co. And Jack Kunanang, greeting K. Kinyo, a happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hi, also, lastly, to Riza Fernando and Mamad's Kitty Pigwit, Mayora Apple, Butter, Pusheen, Mimisa Taba, Choco, and Your Highness Queen V. Are these your cats? I just want send me a message, but like I'd like to see photos because you know after that Captain Marvel movie, I have a propensity to looking at cat vids now for some reason. Hi, also to Nick Cool. Happy Friday, y'all! I think it's also payday for most people whose payday is 10 and 20. And Gabs Geronimo, happy 10th wedding anniversary, and to wife Lorna and him, and he wants a greet from Jackie Chanak daw.
Oh.
Kung pwede. Happy 10th wedding anniversary to Gabs and Lorna.
To Gabs and Lorna, happy 10th anniversary.
Mm-mm.
Sa amin kasi hindi naman kasi yung mga wedding na yan.
Bakit?
Ha?
Bakit walang wedding dun sa...
I prepare to be in an open relationship.
Wow! Progressive, oh, si Jackie.
Progressive.
Ah, naman. Kasi mahilap naman yung kinain mo yung atay niya, tapos kayo pa rin. Siyempre, hanap na mga iba.
Bagong atay naman.
Bagong
eh.
Atay naman.
Kumakain ka ba ng mga atay na mga maligno?
Na mga, hindi. Tao lang.
Mm.
Wala na mga atay mga maligno.
Eh, so hindi ka na magpapakasal sa maligno? Sa tao lang?
I mean, kain atay naman na pinag-uusapan eh. Hindi naman relationship. Ayaw kasi tao pag relationship.
Maligno
bakit?
Lang.
Victims lang. Victims.
Ah.
Pero pag relationship, yun, sa maligno, kapwa maligno.
May mga kaibigan ka ba na nagka-relasyon sa tao?
Hindi ko alam. Pero ako hindi, wala.
Wala.
Kasi,
wala pa.
Natatakam ako eh pag tao.
Ah.
Ha, pag natutulog na sila, doon ako ang maatake.
Nako!
Minsan nga, hindi lang alam eh. Sila din, nandun ako sa kondo niya.
Oh, no.
Hello?
Tapos iniisip ko, parang masarap tong isang ito. Yeah. Eh. Pero mawawala ng toho si Chico. Si
grabe
Basing.
Ka! Jackie!
Malasang atay.
Ayan o, dun ka naman sa kondo ni Marky.
Ay, akadano. Ang daming tao.
Dapat jam gusto packed. Mo yun.
Laging siksikan. Dami-daming tao.
Ay, at least ang dami mong atay choices.
Ang daming aktibidades.
Hindi kinakaya ni Jackie.
And lastly, also to Wondering Mama. Also greet the sister-in-law, happy birthday, Mary Jane Saldana. And that's it for greets. But
Mary Jane, happy birthday. Tapos na ka na. kapatid na.
Mm-hmm. Sabi ng kapatid niya na si Christis, Wandering Mama.
Ayan, sabi na kapatid na, happy birthday.
Okay, bumalik
galit
ka na sa
naman
ano.
Siya. O sige na,
Underworld.
Go.
Underworld.
Tawakan niyo na lang ako, pag-utusan niyo naman ako. Walang kwentang host. Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. That's it for greets.
Ginagalit niya siya.
Oo nga eh.
Ginagalit niya si Jackie. Yeah, aga-aga.
Talaga si Jackie. Napaka-cranky today.
So ano pala? Mas dati. Mas target pala niya si Hazel kaysa kay Mark.
Eh kasi nga madaming tao. I should put
Hoy, wala na
masyadong
tao sa bahay ah. Trabaho lang. Okay. Scene partners lang.
Okay, okay. We've got our top 10 for today. What I need to hear from you. Let's start off with Tito Nelebron. What I need to hear from you, River Maya, may reunion concert kami.
Oh, but
that would be awesome.
Which River Maya? Like the original,
the original
with Bamboo?
Yeah. So you'll have Bamboo,
Rico, Mark,
Nathan.
Nathan.
I had a
crush on
Nathan.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So cute. So, di ba? Can you imagine the original lineup? That would be awesome.
Oh, that would be so awesome. I'd like to watch that.
And Memski says, what I need to hear from you, from the boss, I will give you a raise because you deserve it, not because you asked for it.
Wow. Sarap naman nun.
Di ba?
Oh, goals.
Wow, okay, that's
really nice. That doesn't happen. You have to actually physically go up and say, hey, can I get a raise?
It depends. I heard from, because I've never worked in corporate.
Uh-huh.
I've heard from my friends who were in corporate. Certain companies, automatic siya.
Uh-huh.
At a certain, parang.
Like if you're.
You don't have to ask for it. Meron siyang certain amount of tenure na, yung kunyari.
5 years ka na.
After, oo. Oh. Pero more often pa, like 2 years. Basta ganun.
Every 2 years, ganyan.
Yeah. I have a friend every year.
Wow.
At saka merong specific time of the year. Kunyari, I don't know, kunyari March. Every March. You don't have to ask for it. At saka, you know how much, by how much tataas. Kumbaga hindi siya, it's not because you did a good job or because, you know what I mean?
It's automatic.
It's automatic.
The cost of living also goes up.
So I guess depends on the industry.
Mm-mm.
Pero in that specific industry, automatic daw siya.
Sana lahat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. At saka in certain corporate settings, even applying in mm-hmm. other companies is not hidden.
Yeah.
It's a given. Yung parang, FYI, I'm also applying in this company. Oh, kinikwento niya eh. Tapos yung parang boss niya yung parang, ah, okay, just tell me. Tapos parang, if you're good, parang, just tell me. Tapos if we think we can match that, we will. Pero if not, good luck. Ganon cool. Yung, kasi because it's such a, ano, yung high traffic mm-mm. kind of industry.
Yeah. And people come and go talaga.
People come and go. Unless you have though a very sensitive position.
Mm.
Like for example, you hold company secrets. Mm. Yun iba yun. Kasi obviously, at a certain level, hindi na siya
acceptable.
Kasi you can leak company secrets to rival companies. Pero yung general employees, mm-mm. parang hindi daw ganun ka big deal.
Yeah.
As opposed to, let's say, for example, in the radio industry or somebody from Channel 2 will transfer to Channel 7. Diba, ganun?
Yeah.
Diba, it's such a big deal.
Mm-mm.
Pero in the corporate world, parang like, it's, okay.
Yeah, it's normal, ganun.
From the transfer from one
company. Sometimes nga doon, mag-transfer ka na to a rival, tapos babalik ka ulit. Okay lang, they'll take you back. Parang ganun.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, but I think it's not only in the Philippines, but abroad, for example, if you work for one network, you can easily just move to another one. Like you're in CBS, and then you decide you get a better deal in NBC. You go to NBC for like one show, and then you can go back to CBS. It's fine.
Yeah. With us, because it's very Pinoy, yung the whole like utang na loob, ganyan. You know what I mean? Like you were built up by station A, and then you picked up by station mm-mm. B.
Even asking for a raise, like the Pinoy way is like, you're not gonna ask for it unless you absolutely have to.
Parang there's this unspoken ano na, you wait for it to be given.
Yeah.
But if you ask for it, parang like, oh, grabe naman siya.
Right?
You know,
but there. Sometimes, deserve mo naman, pero alam mo yun, minsan, because you're just not used to it, it's just not in our culture, people find it difficult.
I guess. No, but it's very Asian kasi. Diba kasi tayo, we're very polite.
Mm-mm.
And we're not very like,
Give this
to me. I deserve it. But if you do that, parang people will see you as rude or crass. When sometimes, parang, but what if you do deserve it? Pero, yun nga eh, you can ask for it. But you have to ask for it in a very Asian way.
Right.
It can't be very American or very Western.
Give me money.
Na upfront.
Pwede, pwede.
Na demanding.
Give me money. Kahit naman sa say na, give me money.
Give me money.
Parang ano naman yun, nananambang. Alam mo diba?
But it's more like, yung alam mo yung parang, hey, you know what? It's been 2 years. See, I don't even know how to do it.
See, same.
I don't know how to do it either.
I don't know how to do it because we're not of that culture.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't even know how Americans would go to their bosses and say,
yo, boss.
I want to raise. See, it's weird.
Hey, boss. Like,
I don't even know the right way to be direct.
It's similar to like events, for example, for us. I have no idea when they ask me, so how are we supposed to, I know, how much or whatever. I'm like, don't talk to me. Talk to my manager.
Diba? Diba? Yeah, sige. Role play tayo. This is probably how I do it. Na, kunyari si Hazel ang boss ko. Good morning, boss.
Good morning.
Boss, ano yung sikat na song ni Josh Groban?
You raise me up.
Ano yung second word?
Raise.
Can I have one?
Try mo kaya. Sige.
Nagawa na niya eh. Na maririnig ni boss.
Pwede kaya yun?
Baka try ko yan. Someday.
I'm gonna use that.
Maybe, diba, no? It might work.
I don't know.
I mean.
Let's try. Baka pwede yun ha. Yummy Tokyo says, what I need to hear from you, from Yummy Tokyo, from his girlfriend, ang gusto niyang marinig, Han, I got my monthly visitor. So
ay,
safe.
Nako.
We're safe. We're safe. Camilo says, what I need to hear from you. Entry daw to ni, ewan ko sino to. Frico Starcia. Ang gusto niyang marinig kay Lipunan, tanggap ko na ang inyong pagmamahal. Shenong says, what I need to hear from you, from the Russo brothers.
Okay.
Directors of Endgame. We are happy to reveal that Deadpool will be in Endgame. Tas alam mo yung, pero alam mo, I wouldn't want.
Why not?
Only because I have a feel, parang for me at least, personal opinion, it might take us away a little bit from the, kasi I want it to be really all dramatic and epic. If you put Deadpool there, he's going to make some kind of wisecrack.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun, yung biglang pipingote niya si Thanos or something.
Magiging joke bigla.
Magiging joke. So I don't know. I mean, I'd rather be in the whole, you know, like Infinity War, the whole drama and all that. I loved it kasi.
Yeah.
So for me, I don't want them to kind of like make fun of it.
Kenkoify.
Oh, I don't want them to kenkoify
it. But Ant-Man is also medyo kenkoy.
No, pero alam mo yun, like, it doesn't take you away from it. It's more like, he will just have little moments.
Mm-mm.
Pero kasi with Deadpool, with his, you know, fourth wall thing, it might jar me from like the experience. Mm-hmm. As opposed to Ant-Man will just be making jokes about the situation. See, Deadpool will take you out of the situation. And like, hey, we're all just watching a movie.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Uh-uh.
So maybe after, maybe in a future Avengers. Wag lang Endgame. Kumbaga, keep that sacred muna.
Yeah.
Let them do the whole dramatic Endgame.
But there's one scene from Deadpool that will forever be tattooed in my mind.
Which scene?
When they all jumped off the plane.
Oh yeah. That was funny.
That was one scene that, so someone asked me because I said Captain Marvel is one of my top three. I really, really liked it. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. They said, what's your other two? I said, oh, Deadpool 2.
Yeah.
And like, I'd realized now why, because of that scene. That just killed me.
Ako kasi ano, what I'll never forget is that in the small hands,
Yeah. It was so creepy. And the small legs. And the small legs. I can't get that. It was too creepy. I can't shake it.
It was creepy, but then it was funny.
It was so funny.
Pero kasi alam mo yun, I don't know, na ano kasi ko kay Deadpool, yun nga, he's too kengkoy.
Yeah.
Alam mo yun, it's funny, but then there are times when you're overwhelmed by the kakengkoy yan.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes it's a little too much. Pero ako kasi, pero that's Deadpool kasi.
Yeah, exactly.
Even in the comic books, he's so incessant, nonstop.
So at least if you watched na separate nga, like Deadpool, you know what to expect. Yeah. You know that that's what you're gonna get. Mahirap, as opposed to isama mo siya sa Avengers na.
Ang tricky niya, i-mix with the others.
Yeah.
The Ramen Boy says, what I need to hear from you, from my mom. Anak, tanggap ko kayo. Ikaw at ang boyfriend mo. Ako nang bahala sa papa mo. Especially if medyo, you know, let's say one parent is very traditional.
Yeah.
And is having a difficult time accepting, you know, your lifestyle choices. It would be nice to hear the other parent say, you know, I'll help you out.
Yeah.
Janto Awesome says, what I need to hear from you. From Manong Security Guard. Sige, wag nyo nang buksan yung bag nyo. Hindi ko naman tinitignan. When John Tweet says, what I need to hear from you, from a fast food employees, in general, whether they're the cashiers or the guards or whatever. Hello, ma'am. Or, hello, sir. Not ma'am, sir.
Hi, ma'am, sir.
They don't really, I know a lot of people, they really can't stand the,
ma'am, sir.
The word ma'am, sir na. Mm-mm. Whether it's a guy or a girl, you just call them ma'am, sir. Because parang, it's not a word. It's not a, what's the word for it? Like, unisex? It's not a unisex word. There is no such word. You're either a ma'am or a sir.
Di ba pwedeng ano na lang? Hey, you.
Hey, you. And the top, what I need to hear from you, comes from Janto Awesome.
Janto Awesome says,
what I need to hear from you, from Totga. Don't call me Totga just yet. I haven't gotten away.
May chance ka pa.
Kasi diba, the whole concept is the one that got away, Totga. But if they're like, I haven't gotten
still
away
still here.
Yet, so don't be so quick to call me the one that got away. I love that. Okay, before I wrap this up, I just need, we just need to call on Jackie first, okay?
Oh, Jackie!
Jackie! Come back!
Ayan na nga eh! Nagano na ako, nasa hot tub na. Tatawagin niyo na naman ako. Ayan tuloy. Nakabim po lang ako. You like that? Okay, sa amin nagpapag-greet. She's celebrating her birthday on the 15th, but she's leaving for Africa. Jen Bindo. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
From you. And I never had a man I could ever do. I passed the reins down in Africa.
Look at Africa. By Toto! Akala ko umiiyak siya or something.
Either that or akala ko, he's chanting something.
It got a little creepy. And we were, Mark and I were just looking at each other like,
what is happening?
What the hell? And then I was like, oh, it's Africa by Toto! Memorized ni Jackie.
What have you been smoking?
Oh my gosh, Jackie.
What's inside the bathtub? Baka you've been putting your head inside the... You're in the bathtub. Anong nasa loob ng bathtub?
Ba't parang naging ballad yung Africa?
Eh, bakit ba?
Version mo yun. Version mo.
O sige, gusto nyo iba na mga Africa song?
O sige.
Yuminya!
Ay, nako.
Yabayin niya.
Merong Broadway aspirations.
Grabe, to si Jackie.
Si Jackie talaga.
Ay, nako.
Diba?
Grabing talent. Overflowing.
Overflowing.
So, yun. Okay, so if you want to join us for the top 10, what I need to hear from you, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag What I Need to Hear from You in all your tweets.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the Top 10 for today.
But next, the last set of hashtag RX tweets, because again, I'm on the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
The home stretch of my play.
And
we're starting a little bit early because we have a lot to catch up on, so watch out for Angels in America, guys.
We're very excited.
Yay, super excited. The Cooking Monster sends us a pic from last week's concert here by Han. So she watched Han.
Oh, really, the biggest crush on Andy.
Yeah, super tangos nose in person daw, sabi niya.
Such a cute.
Becca daw is amazing. As well as Ina Ocampo, grabe yung hindi pa din ako makaget over sa Africa chant ni Jackie Chan.
What?
Sing one more Africa song nga.
Ay.
Yung I Can Show You The World. Di ba Africa yun? Aladdin?
No.
Agrabah? Where's Agrabah?
I don't know.
Hindi I ba have ano? No idea. Middle
Northern East. Africa.
Middle East. Di ba? Like parang...
Kasi that desert is...
Kasi alam ko Aladdin...
Sahara desert.
Isn't that like... Di ba kaya nga Arabian Nights?
Yeah.
So I'm thinking more of Middle East.
Hindi ko siya naisip na Africa.
No, that's true.
Maybe, I don't know.
Anyway, hi to Kiko Man Machine and Ellie. Happy Friday. Idol fan here. Wasted on me, said. Maximo, hindi talaga ang gusto ni Hazel Hati ang type niya hanggang yung sausage that smells like a sweaty mano.
I swear, yesterday I was like, and that was right after the show when I got home. As in, pagkagat ko pa lang, I was like, what is this sausage and why does it smell like a sweaty mano? And in my head, no, siguro ganito lasa ng sweaty mano. I mean, I wouldn't know, but...
I was going to ask, how did you know what a sweaty manong tastes
that's
like?
That's how I imagine they would taste.
Okay.
Checka Jan Mama says good morning to all, as well as Buhawi Severino. Buhawi Severino. Who just started watching Memories of the Alhambra on Netflix?
Yeah. I must say it's a K-drama. That has a little bit
K-drama.
Of sci-fi-ish.
Okay, see, I'll check that out. It sounds good. Wonder Woman of Man says, I had a great time from Maroon's Fives concert last
Maroon's
night.
Fives?
Maroon's Fives?
Plural.
Maroon's Fives.
Maroon's Fives.
Maroon's Fives concert last night. I've checked out, guys. I'm sorry.
Plurals, plurals.
Plurals, plurals. The crowds was crazies. And so is this guy's. Adam Levine, awesome. I'm such a fan.
Of course. Of course.
Daddy NJ asking for a raise in the Filipino way. Wala ba tayo dyan?
Oh.
The ramen boy.
Good luck. Good luck.
The ramen boy sends us a few photos with hidden face of the person he's talking about of the canned tuna campaign. I wonder who that is. Daddy NJ says every year yung raise around 4 to 7%.
Yun. That's
kila
what I know.
Barya start.
Yeah. Meron talagang ganun. And you don't, like it's standard.
Mm-mm.
You don't have to ask for a certain amount because it's fixed.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to ask for it because it's automatic.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
And also, finally, hi to ako si Pauling. Good morning to all the SG Rushers all over the world again. And I'm sure all of the SG Rushers are on vacation now.
Yeah.
Kasi malapit ang Holy Week. Wait, when is Holy Week? Oh my gosh, it's in 2 months or next month.
Last Wednesday was Ash Wednesday, so 40 days.
40 days.
Yeah, so next month.
Mm-hmm. So a little more than a month.
Sabi ni Vixen 512, salamat Jackie Chanak na wala init ng ulo ko sa traffic sa pag-Africa at Lion King mo. Good vibes kayo lagi. More power TMR. Also, finally, hi to Simply Nej and Jenny Jen Jen. Good morning, everyone. That's it for greets.
Morning.
Good morning.
All right, we've got our top 10 for today. What I need to hear from you. Let's start off with Queen of Deadma. From Hazel.
Oh. Mm.
I am now open to dating younger guys. Good luck. Good luck to
that's
that.
That's probably never going to happen,
no.
guys. Unless the younger guy is foreign and probably looks like an older guy, would you consider? Like, if they didn't tell you their
maybe,
age.
No, no, no. Alam mo, feeling ko naman, ano eh. Feeling ko naman, it's already happening. Kasi I've heard Hazel say that she finds men in their 60s attractive. That's younger than her usual.
Grabe. Kahit pa paano naman, umaatras na eh. So, no, konti. But maybe when I'm like...
What's the youngest you've ever gone na crush mo? Na manong?
Well, Liam Payne.
That's a fetus.
Yeah.
Compared to your usual manong.
Yun lang yung talagang naging crush ko. But like in real life...
IRL, oo.
I've never dated anyone younger. Same age, I have. But when I say same age, mas matanda pa rin siya by like months or maybe a year.
Never like literally younger.
I've never been with anyone younger. Yeah.
Ah. When John Tweet says, what I need to hear from you, from Jollibee executives, magbubukas na kami sa lahat ng major city sa US.
Oh!
Hugot ng ano to eh, hugot ng OFW.
Pero parami na lang parami eh. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it's ano eh, diba? Like usually, it's one of the things that make you homesick, food.
Right.
So that's what you look for when you stay, lalo na pag when you're talking years already abroad.
Yeah.
That's the stuff that you kind of like really look for.
But I'm so amazed by like local businesses that make it big internationally.
Exactly.
Or that even just make it internationally, yeah. Period. Lay-Bear.
Oh, really?
In the States,
is that an
yeah.
international brand?
In the States, they have.
I didn't know that. I thought it was just like a Philippine...
Well, it started here, but they have ventured to the United States.
Or
there,
diba? Jollibee.
Yeah.
They've brought it abroad. And then the Chinese version, Joyrulbee.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about that?
And Tito Ne Lebron says, what I need to hear from you, National Geographic, we would like to hire you as our official photographer.
Ooh.
To go around the world, all expense paid.
Wow.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Janto Awesome says, what I need to hear from you, from my boss, sa'yo na lang sweldo ko since mas marami ka namang ginagawa kaysa sa akin.
Palit kayo, ganun.
Uh-huh.
Oy.
Total, palit tayo ng trabaho, palit na rin tayo ng sweldo. Humble Denver says, what I need to hear from you, from the Patakam on IG. Halika, punta ka dito. Papatikim na ako.
Wow. DM.
And from Renz Rufil, what I need to hear from you. Any driver in the Philippines. Sige na nga, hindi na ako magka-counter flow. Good luck!
Uh-huh.
And Camilo says, what I need to hear from you from my gym buddy. Sige, spot kita. Kiss mo ko.
Okay. What if no? Ganun pala talaga yung conversations
yung palit,
nila
no?
doon.
Who knows? I'm sure that, well, hindi man siguro ganun ka-crass. Pero...
Chup-chup muna, ganun.
Mabilis lang yun pagkatapos ng spot, diretso
oh,
na sa
no.
CR.
Wandering Mama says, what I need to hear from you, from Celebrity Crush, I am now ready for more mature roles.
Ayan na. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. And Me, My Aster says, what I need to hear from you, from Game Freak, we are bringing back competitive Pokemon gaming on Pokemon Sword and Shield.
Well, of course, that's bound to come back.
Right?
That's a huge thing.
And the top, what I need to hear from you, comes from Camilo.
Camilo says,
what I need to hear from you, from San Pedro. Okay. Pasado ka kay Lord. Welcome to heaven.
Wow, pasok.
Pasok. By the skin of your teeth.
Oh, oh, oh.
You barely made
pasok.
It. Pero pasado ka.
So the top 10, what I need to hear from you. If you've got entries, go ahead, tweet us, twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag what I need to hear from you in all your tweets.
Monster RX 93.1, Rita Ora only want you on The Morning Rush. And it's time to give us a call, 6319393. Do it now and, well, you just might qualify.
I know, right?
Yes, you might be part of the list that we have for tonight's raffle or this afternoon's raffle on the daily survey. We are giving away two-day passes to one winner for Wonderland Music and Arts Festival. It's already happening this weekend.
This is extra painful for Hazel Hottie because she wants to go.
I do. I really, really do.
And then for her to give it away to other people.
Sir Raffy did say not to be late today. I wasn't late. I made it. Barely, but I did. So, Sir Raff, if you're listening, I did it.
I wasn't late.
literally, I risked my hand. Like, alam mo yung nagsasara na yung elevator.
Yeah.
Pinasok yung kamay ko. I was like, oh my gosh, I almost lost my hand. But hey, I made it.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's do this. You just have to answer like a simple trivia question and you will qualify. All right. Hello, Monster. Good morning.
Hello. Oh, it's you again.
It's our old friend.
Yeah, it's our old friend.
Mr. Tone. Dial Tone. All right, 6319393. One more time. Go ahead. Dial the hotline right now. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Why are we whispering?
I know. Hi. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Claudine.
Claudine.
Hello, Claudine.
Okay.
Hi.
You called for the Wonderland tickets?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, so let's do this. I just have a question for you, and it's multiple choice. Hopefully,
see,
you
that
can
makes it easier.
Answer it. Yeah, right away. Okay, let's do this. Okay, so the album entitled Angel, released last weekend, is an unauthorized record full of unreleased tracks uploaded by a certain Fenty Fantasia. It became so popular that it made it to iTunes Worldwide Albums Chart. The artist on this fake album is really A, Beyonce, B, Cardi B, or C, Rihanna?
Hala
siya. You know, there, it's like, it's there. The answer is
there.
You should have. Okay,
it's,
I'll repeat it one more time, okay? The album entitled Angel, released last weekend, is an unauthorized record full of unreleased tracks uploaded by a certain Fenty Fantasia. It became so popular that it made it to iTunes Worldwide Albums Chart. The artist on this fake album is really, is it Beyonce, is it Cardi B, or is it Rihanna?
Rihanna.
Rihanna, yes!
Yay! Okay, we thought you weren't going to get it. It was a giveaway.
Hey, Fenty.
Fenty was,
but there you go. Yay, congratulations. What's your name again?
Claudine.
Claudine. How can I forget? You just made the news recently.
Okay, so Claudine, don't put the phone down. We're going to get your details. So
that's right.
You are now a qualifier, which means you will be part of the raffle.
Happening at 6:30 tonight on the daily survey. So make sure you tune in to JC and Lexi. And who knows, you might just win a pair of two-day passes to Wonderland. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And good luck for
and
later.
Ano, if she was going to come up with like a pseudonym, a fake name.
Oh.
Sana ano na lang.
Ano?
Araw gabi, walang Fenty.
Oh my God. I cannot.
Diba, that would be great.
Marie.
Or Marie.
Marie.
Tapos pag tinanong, why did you choose Marie? Oh, because you know.
Arrow Gabi.
Arrow Gabi.
Walang Fenty.
Ay, nako. That would be great.
There you go. Congratulations,
Claudine.
And to everyone who qualified as well already, good luck. And to those who haven't, well, you will have more chances before the daily survey today. Lots of awesome acts, of course. Two Door Cinema Club for day one headlining. You've got Han as well. Charlie Lim, Autotelic, Rizan Sangan. Day two, The Cooks, Masego, Prep, Mac Airs, and Sandwich, etc. So speaking of Sandwich, let's play this one from the Ride Wednesday playlist. Here's Sunburn on the Monster.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for the Top 10 for today.
And we're going to say good morning to you guys next batch.
Okay.
good morning to everyone for now.
We've got the Top 10, what I need to hear from you. Humble Denver says, what I need to hear from you, Twitter. Yung i-announce nila, you can now edit your tweets.
Ooh.
The forever we've been like waiting for this like forever.
I know, right? It's so frustrating.
But eventually, kasi remember the whole, everyone was asking, can we get more than 140 characters?
Yeah.
And they did.
Eventually.
So who knows? Maybe it's but just then, around the corner.
The thing is, if you're able to edit a tweet, then it's not just because for us, we want to be able to edit it for like typos, yung mga ganyan. But when that's available na, that feature, then you'd be able to edit all the stuff that you said in the past as well. And not just like the spelling or whatever. So alam mo yun, yung mga receipts of tweets past won't be available anymore. Because then you can like...
You can delete.
You can delete, yes. But parang...
Diba? So kasi sa akin, if you wanted to like revise history, if you're a revisionist, you'll just delete the
just
very
damning...
Just
completely delete it.
So editing it would not really be any different from deleting it altogether.
But, kasi if you delete, then you just remove it. Let's say, for example, you tweeted something from 5 years ago.
Okay.
Like, you know, like your stand on a particular topic. Mm. If you delete it, wala ka na lang sinabi. So then people won't see it anymore. But you can delete it to like completely change your argument. Like be on the other side of things. When in fact, you were for the opposite side.
Eh,
you know what I mean? So parang...
Anong ginagawa ng screenshot?
Well, that's true. Diba? So receipts.
So for both, whether you edit it or you delete it, I'm sure people will have a screenshot. I mean, that's how a lot of the celebrities get in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of the tweets are actually been deleted already.
Yeah.
But because people, you know, have
people
screenshots.
People are so quick when it comes to that.
Yeah, they do. And they're like, oh, back in 2009, look at what she
said. These things. You know? Yeah.
Pepper JP says, Wildfire says, what I need to hear from you, from my favorite spa, hindi po kami legit. So,
yung parang, oh, may iba palang features. I didn't know that before.
Right? Renz Rufil says, what I need to hear from you. Nutritionists, studies have shown that eating bacon, sisig, lechon, pizza, and drinking 5 to 6 glasses of milk tea a day is great for your health.
A day?
Wag naman a day.
My gosh, even I won't be able to... Yeah, a week.
If they told me na 5 to 6 glasses a week is healthy,
you'd be fine.
I would be
but
beyond.
Won't you get sawa?
Kasi like there was a time that I drank it every day. No, I mean the only time that I stopped drinking it was not because nasasawa na ako, but more of like because I was starting to gain weight.
Okay, like you were seeing the effect.
The effect. And it's pretty quick because they really do say
sugar
and in liquid form they say it's really faster to gain weight when the sweets is in liquid form more than when it's in like solid. Form Postmodern Unicorn says, what I need to hear from you, congratulations, you've won your first Palangka Award.
Wow. That would be amazing.
I actually have friends
Who have
Palangka Awards.
And sometimes, these are people na hindi mo in-expect.
Yeah.
I've met some also. Mm-hmm. Tas parang, uy, wow, Palangka Awardee siya.
Right?
Alam mo yung gano'n?
Yeah.
Parang kasi ang low-key lang
and
nila.
And they're not
na,
even like writers.
Right.
Like, by profession.
Yes,
they
yes.
do other things.
Mm-hmm.
But they have Palangka Awards.
Yeah.
So, like, really cool. Jake says, what I need to hear from you, from my celebrity crush, I'm actually ready for more mature roles and I need to practice my malandirty scenes. Are you willing to help?
Wow! Practice the malandirty scenes?
For like the actual scenes. The script is here now. I just need like a partner. Would you help me out?
Would you?
Would I?
Would you?
Would I? Are you really asking me this,
Hazel? Hindi na niya tatanong yan, actually.
Young Indy says, what I need to hear from you. This is Hazel's entry. What she needs to hear from her manong. From her manong bae.
The blue pill?
What's that? What's that for?
Manong.
There's no need.
Way to go.
Anto Jays says, what I need to hear from you, from the dad ng nililigawan ko. Anong tito-tito ka dyan? Daddy na tawag mo sa akin. Welcome to the family, anak.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And they make it so difficult pa naman usually.
That's really nice.
It's really the dad.
Right?
The guys have to work on.
Maximo says, what I need to hear from you, from Celebrity Crush.
Mm.
Wala naman talaga ako ipopromote na movie eh. Dumalaw lang talaga ako para makita ka.
Si
dapat number one yun.
Oh, the look on your face. Ah, you really wish this would happen.
No, of course not. What's Why would I?
Uh-huh. Why would you kung pwede namang ano na lang, tweet na lang
whatever,
or DM, ganyan.
Whatever. And the top, what I need from you, comes from Pepper JP.
Pepper JP says,
what I need to hear from you, from a newscaster. Breaking news, National Bidet Act, isa nang ganap na batas. Mananagot ang mga may-ari ng establishmento na hindi maglalagay ng bidet sa kanilang mga palikuran.
Wow! Ipapasara na pag walang bidet, no?
Like,
can you imagine?
By law.
Like, anywhere you go, may bidet.
And there are, you know, like, alam mo yung fine print nung law?
Uh-huh.
It's not just bidets, but to always, like, have available, like, toilet paper, soap.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, the works. Might as well. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, having to go to the bathroom will no longer be, you know, a painful thing.
Yeah.
And not just that, to keep it clean all the time.
Kailangan lang talaga kasi may naglilinis eh.
Di ba like in, ano, like for example, like in Singapore, they even have like a rating system at the exit, like before you exit the bathroom, public toilets. It's like, hi, I'm kunyari whatever the name of the person in charge is. How clean is my bathroom?
Yes.
Tapos you rate it pa so that, you know, management knows if they're doing their jobs or not.
I'm like,
this is wonderful.
We should have that, but we don't have the money for it.
I know. But yeah. We can dream. So the top 10, what I need to hear from you. One final batch. If you've got entries, go ahead, tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag what I need to hear from you in all your tweets.
TMR, The Morning Rush, Top 10.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, final Top 10 for today.
But first, hello and good morning to Salilo Chris, who says hi to Ket, a silent rusher. Good morning to Byruyan as well, and to Matthew, who says listening to 2009 podcasts on Spotify made me realize, dang, Chico was really Marky like noon.
What does that mean?
No filter?
Maybe. Oh, I always had filter. I have more filter before.
Well.
I had more filter before.
I wonder what he means. Hi to Jake Olista, who says good morning. Jay, diba? Good morning. Talaga may dead air.
Gusto ko yung nanginig yung boses mo.
Biglang natigil eh, no? Hello. Nag-hesitate lang ako for a second. Hi to your cousin, Steph. She likes Rilugaw with liver, sabi ni Jay.
Oh.
Yeah. Maulan ngayon dito sa SD. Where's SD?
Baka ba SG?
Baka SG. Baka typo.
Or San Diego.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, so I'm feeling a little blue, according to Jay. Hello to Hermosa or Cielo Suliva. Hi to Jill Tria. Good morning to Tito Babis and Bertria. Also tuned in. Renetic, good morning to your wifey. And hi to Rainsky. Thank you for tuning in. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, so we've got our top 10 for today. What I want to hear, what I need to hear from you. Let's start off with Maximo from The Boss. Pack your bags. Pasensya na ha. Asia muna ang company trip natin. Japan, Taiwan, Seoul, Hong Kong. Next year, promise. Europe naman.
Wow! Wow!
Apologetic pa.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
That sounds amazing. Pero notice how parang lahat yata nung minensyon niya pinuntahan na natin.
I know, right?
Diba?
Yeah. Humble Denver says, what I want to hear from you, from Coldplay, we will have a free show in Manila.
Oh, wow.
Like anyone can watch.
But good luck. I mean, right? Can you just imagine the crowd?
Right? Postmodern Unicorn says, what I need to hear from you, from RuPaul, Shantae.
You stay? My favorite.
Shantae, you stay.
That's true. You never want to sashay away.
Diba?
Ever.
Let's see here. Young Indy says, what I need to hear from you, ito daw entry mo for your Manong.
Oh.
Sasabihin ni Manong sa'yo, ikaw lang ang maintenance medicine ko para sa puso ko.
Hindi niya na kailangan ng ano.
It's not some pill. It's you.
Wow.
Wow.
Pero grabe talaga yung mga may maintenance na. Yun na talaga yung medyo sign of ano, manonghood.
I know, right? Wildfire says, what I need to hear from you, from the bank. Sir, lipat na lang po tayo sa mas malaking bank. Hindi na po namin mapagkasya sa vault namin yung pera ninyo.
Oh my gosh! Yes,
how
please.
How OG naman.
Vault pa talaga.
Tsaka pwede namang like digital na yan eh, the money.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the amount is there but it's not the actual amount in bills.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pepper JP says, what I need to hear from you, from Crush. Pinalayas ako sa amin. Okay ba? Sa inyo muna ako makikitulog.
Oh my God!
OMG. Not that you want them to be like in trouble, but...
Paano ko si Crush sabihin sa'yo yun?
Tinatanong pa ba yun? Siyempre,
paano? Nandun si Baby Whale.
I have a kind heart.
Oh. Sige, so saan mo siya papatulugin? Guest room.
Mm-mm. Sa condo. Sa condo.
Tapos,
sabi ko kay Baby Whale, kailangan ko lang muna
mag-grind. Mag-grind!
kailangan ko maglinis ng condo.
Overnight.
Grabe siya. O, biglang naging overnight yung paglilinis.
Naging sleepover.
I know, right? Jemime says, what I need to hear from you, from my ex-husband. Sorry nga pala, hindi ako nakapagbigay ng child support the past few months. Here's 100K to make up for it.
Oh wow, 100K!
Wow.
In fairness, 100K, medyo mabilis na yan, maubos these days.
That's true though.
You don't even realize na it's just,
For some, that's 1 month.
Or less. If you have like a big purchase,
diba? Jay Ryan says, what I need to hear from you, from Manong Guard. Na after niya kapkapan ka sa mall, sasabihin ni Manong Guard, nice buns.
Hon.
Nice buns, hon.
Anaconda.
Designer Hans H, what I need to hear from you, from clients, designs approved. No revisions. Please send final artwork.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Love it.
Parang sa atin yung equivalent on yung VOs.
Yeah.
Diba? We don't design.
No need to like revoice anything.
Right?
Re-record. And the top, what I need to hear from you comes from Kez Villaraza.
Kez Villaraza says,
what I need to hear from you does not specify specifically who. Pero yung gusto niyang marinig, pag-usapan nga natin kung bakit bigla tayong naging cold sa isa't isa.
Wow.
You know how like it is not a talk that you want to do? But it's necessary.
Because if you don't talk about it, then it will just result in the end, basically, of your relationship.
It will progress, eh.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how... Like, sometimes it's so tempting to just sweep it under the rug and hope that it goes away. Or at least that it solves itself.
Yeah.
But sometimes it doesn't. You need to solve it yourself. You need to fix it. Hindi pwedeng, let's pretend it's not happening.
You know, when I was in a relationship, I was the queen of, what is happening to us?
Oh no.
Let's restart. I used to say that all the time. Like, what's become of us? We used to be like this and like that, and now it's all blah blah blah. Oh my, I used to do that all the time. Like, I know, syempre written, because you know, yeah.
So before we give our answers, can we just say happy birthday to Gian Baluyot? Happy birthday!
Okay. So what I need to hear from you, simple for me, Roger Federer, Serena Williams.
Oh.
We are never retiring. ever.com.
Ever.
Oh my gosh. Like, if they can just play forever, please. Kahit, alam mo yung kahit ano lang. I don't care if they stop winning because they're too old now or whatever. Yeah. But I would just love them, for them to be around forever.
What I need to hear from you. Sige, from Baby Whale.
Oh.
Sige, mag-Pokemon ka lang. Alam mo, ito na lang ha. Ipagda-drive kita. Kahit paikot-ikot lang tayo ng Eastwood. Para lang makuha mo lahat ng kailangan mo sa Pokemon.
Wow!
So that at least 2-in-1. This is my frustration. Can you imagine kung naglalaro din siya ng Pokemon?
Oo. Uh-uh.
Then, bonding na. Nakakapag-play pa ako ng Pokemon.
Pero feeling ko, okay din na hindi.
Really?
Kasi parang alam mo yung...
Hindi siya naglalaro. Because you're so... Nagda-drive lang siya.
Baka mas okay na nga. Pero parang dapat yata mag-hire ka na lang mag-drive for you kaysa gawin mo sa kanyang...
Alam mo, I'm tempted.
Are you serious? Yeah. Just for Pokemon?
Not naman for Pokemon. Oh, pero to finally, it was my dream naman for the longest time to get a driver. Tapos pang-drive din ng while I'm playing.
Oh my gosh! Sabagay.
Diba? So that I don't have to walk.
For 5 hours,
for
yes.
For 5 hours.
That's true. Oh, speaking of walking, we don't want to walk.
I know.
Or actually go down 17 floors. So
I hope the elevators aren't off.
We're wrapping up early.
Just a little bit
yes,
earlier for today.
There's a fire drill in the building.
At 10 o'clock, so we want to go down. Mga tamad.
But thank you for joining us.
We'll see you on Monday.
Happy weekend!
Happy weekend!
Bye!